hear me okay?
There's a gun and ammunition.
Very good. Almost like deja vu, all over again. Didn't we just do this? Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the flip side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. The toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is eaglesup.com. Well, on the 13th day of March, we have a problem, Houston. Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed on their lows of the day, down 242 points at 12,075. NASDAQ or 47 points, 2,354. Dollar marginally weaker on the day by 19 basis points at 83.72. Crude oil up 25 cents a barrel at $58.18. Gasoline prices in the state of Arizona fast approaching $3 a gallon. In the metals complex, prior to the carnage, gold was off $1.50 in New York at $6.49, silver off 14 cents at $12.91, platinum off up 10 bucks, I should say. Pretty much platinum and crude oil, only two things in the green. Everything else today was in the red. Palladium off $4. Currently in Asian trading, markets are very nervous. Gold off $4 at $6.44.80. Silver off 6 cents at $12.85. Platinum off $7 and $1,212. Palladium off $1 at $3.50. Needless to say, the Australian market soon to open. As a matter of fact, I think the Australian market just opened. And they are expecting a big downdraft in Australia. As you know, in Australia, it is now Wednesday morning, March the 14th. According to the Australian, bond investors rattled by mounting losses in subprime U.S. mortgages say trouble is brewing in the collateralized debt obligations. Uh-oh. This is not good news. But then again, when have you ever listened to the show where we give you good news? Outside of the fact that Ron Paul's running for president, everything outside of that has all been bad news. So we'll continue the trend when we return.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
On this March the 13th, and I don't mean to make a big deal of the date, but here's a word you're going to hear about, my friends, collateralized debt obligations, otherwise known as CDOs. What are CDOs? Well, the sale of CDOs, which package loans, bonds, and derivatives into new securities, rose by almost half to $918 billion, close to $1 trillion just last year. This according to data compiled by J.P. Morgan Chase. Demand for investments to use in CDOs has helped push risk premiums lower for everything from home loans to high-yield, high-risk bonds, forcing managers to borrow even more money to maintain returns and stand out from the competition. According to a partner at Golden Tree Asset Management in New York, there will ultimately be a shakeout. Many, and this is, if there was ever a hook in anything, and this should concern everybody, many of the new fund managers today lack the pedigree or, at a minimum, the track record, he said, and many have not managed in a downturn. This is a fact of life. You've got to understand something. And when I use this term, just take it for whatever it's meant. But the kids that are trading billions of dollars on stocks and derivatives and hedge funds and fund managers, these are kids. These are 30-year-old somethings. These are guys that have never seen a declining market. The majority of traders on Wall Street were not there for the crash of 87. They were still in junior high school. They hadn't yet graduated college. They have no concept of what a market's like to be traded without stops. Or as we witnessed today, late in the closing, trading curbs were put into place. You see, trading curbs came about after the 87 crash when the Dow went down 500 points. Everybody thought the world's coming to an end. A lot of things happened in 87 with the crash. That was when Reagan put together the plunge protection team. That was when a lot of things changed. Knee-jerk reactions from politicians in Washington because of the sudden downdraft in the market came about all kinds of new and wonderful things, trading curbs, and as we said, the White House Working Group, otherwise known as Plunge Protection Team, where the head of the Federal Reserve and U.S. Treasury and the controller of the currency meet with the president and the vice president on a daily basis to discuss what to do in the financial markets in order to facilitate a political agenda. So this is a problem that nobody's talking about, the inability, the lack of pedigree, as was stated with many of the traders on Wall Street. This is like taking a rookie into a battlefield. You don't know how they're going to react. You've got no idea whether this person has the mettle to stand and fight, or will he turn tail and run at the first sign of trouble? Anyway, back to CDOs. Managers of these CDOs, backed by speculative grade loans, were borrowing as much as 13 times the amount they raised in equity from investors, up from 9 to 10 times as recently as late as 2005. For those of you who listened to Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster a couple of hours ago, he said exactly the same thing. The leverage factor, 13 to 1. Well, 13 to 1 sounds pretty impressive on the plus side, but then again, also bear in mind it's 13 to 1 on the downside. CDOs are financing a record number of loans to low-rated borrowers that forego standard investor protections, such as quarterly limits on the amount of debt relative to earnings. Some $36 billion of loans were made this year alone, more than the previous 10 years combined. Morgan Stanley reported this. Individuals with poor credit histories obtained similar easy terms for home loans. Many of those subprime loans have also ended up in CDOs. At the end of last year, about 10% of the subprime loans and securities were either delinquent by at least 90 days, in foreclosure, or were seized property. The most in at least 7 years, according to securities firm of Friedman Billings Ramsey Group. When you talk about non-documentation loans, you can't have any less of a standard than that, said Martin Friedson, chief executive of the New York high-yield researcher Fredson Vision. The lenders lower their standards and say they can put them into CDOs, like that's somehow burying it. That is toxic waste. Almost 173, let me put this into context, about 173 $1,000 million of CDOs, backed mainly by U.S. subprime mortgage bonds and related derivatives, were created last year, according to Morgan Stanley. They just create these things out of thin air. It's almost like fractional reserve banking. Well, that's what it is, creating something out of nothing. Yield premiums for triple B rated bonds issued by CDOs that hold some of the riskiest mortgage debt have soared to 6 percentage points over benchmark rates from 3.65 percentage points this year, according to JP Morgan. Investors need to worry a good bit about subprime delinquencies spilling over into the CDO market, said Mark Adelson, head of structured finance research at Nomura Securities in New York City. The scenario where the triple Bs all blow up is reasonably possible. Uh-oh. CDOs backed by asset-backed securities have already lost about $20 billion in value as the delinquencies have increased, according to Lehman Brothers data. Buyout firms from Coble, Kravis, Roberts to Blackstone Group have been amongst the biggest beneficiaries of CDOs. High-yield or leveraged loans finance 57% of the record $1.5 trillion of mergers and acquisitions last year, the most in 7 years, according to Standard & Poor's. About $154 billion of CDOs that focus mainly on loans were created in 2006, which was up from $68.2 billion in 2005. This, once again, according to data compiled by Morgan Stanley. The demand has allowed companies rated 4 or 5 levels below investment grade to pay just 2.2 percentage points more than the benchmark rates this month to borrow at an all-time low. Once again, according to the Standard & Poor's. And according to them, we think there's a kind of credit amnesia that's going on, according to William Chu from Standard & Poor's. That's the kind of thing that tells us these are, from a credit risk standpoint, more risky than previous rounds. So you do have the makings of a perfect storm. We now, obviously, have got to deal with the fallout of these collateralized debt obligations. Throw into the mix a bevy of unseasoned traders. They're looking at the enemy right in the eye. The question is, will they blink? Will they have the courage to stand strong? Or will they fold like a cheap suit? I submit to you, my friends, the probabilities of folding like a cheap suit are better than 50%. You see, because we live in this veneer society, we do. I hate to say this, but we do. We live in a veneer society. Everything you see in front of you is make-believe. It's like a Hollywood set. When you look at homes that are built in America today, from the outside, they look sturdy and strong. They look like they were built by real craftsmen. But what you have is a veneer society. Because when you peel back the drywall, what do you have? Nothing but a hollow shell, pieces of wood hammered together, covered in veneer to make it look like a solid structure. It's what American society has become. We've become a veneer society. We've become something that we're not. People living far beyond their means. The illusion of wealth created by, obviously, rise in home prices. And so they went on the credit binge, just like the government. The only difference is government can print money. Poor schmucks out there that bought into this wealth creation, well, they're going to face some serious, serious soul-searching when it comes to whether they want to keep up the veneer society. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Look what you've done for me. Your blood has set me free. Jesus, my Lord. Look what you've done for me.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking about, talking about some of the problems that the financial markets are facing. An Al-Qaeda attack, if you will. So, we've got this major problem that over the past few years with the lax lending standards of many mortgage companies, because if you could breathe, you qualified for a mortgage, which was ridiculous. So millions of mortgages were approved for people who shouldn't have qualified for a mortgage in the first place. Now with Fannie Mae, as we mentioned in during the Bob Chapman show, what a lot of these subprime lenders are concerned about is the new rules that have been instituted by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac requiring that people who qualified for the subprime loans would have to resubmit applications. And one of the criteria is legal residency. So because obviously a lot of the illegals thought it was America, what a wonderful country, they're going to sell me a house with no money down and they're not even going to look at my credit, took advantage of this. And guess what they're going to do? They simply are going to walk away en masse. How many are there going to be? Who knows? Nobody knows this number. It's hard to figure out what that number could be. Could be minor, could be huge. And this is what's really interesting, because These financial conglomerates were willing to loan hundreds of thousands of dollars to unqualified people to buy a home. Yet today in America, if you go and apply for a job, more and more employees are now not only requesting drug testing and criminal background checks before they even consider your employment, now a bigger factor is taken into whether you're going to be employed, and that's your credit score. Yes, employees are looking at your credit. Now, how come they are so picky about the employees when these subprime lenders aren't? Out of Tampa, Florida, first impressions may get a job applicant notice, but credit card debt could doom your chances of getting a legitimate job offer. Talk about a double whammy. Nearly all prospective employees filling out an application today expect prospective bosses to ask them to take a drug test and dig for any criminal history and pass job reviews. But there's another area employees want to check out, credit history. You're looking for red flags as to whether you need to look further, said Les Rosen, president of a California-based employment screening resources. Employees nationwide are increasingly using credit checks as a cost-effective tool to search for workers who are trustworthy and responsible. So, you lose your house and you apply for a job. That's if you're a legal resident. And you can't get a job because you decided to take somebody offer on no money down home with that wonderful arm, which now is turned into an anchor around your neck. What are you going to do? Try and offload your house in the declining market? Please, give me a break. It's like Chinese water torture. It's slow death. Yes, my friends, I hate to report this to you, but things are going to get substantially worse financially. And this is, as I said, this is the price you pay for a veneer society. A economy that is not built on any strong foundation stones in any way, shape, or form. We have built this illusion of wealth on credit, on debt. And it worked for a while the rest of the world was prepared to accept American debt. But these people aren't that stupid any longer. They're starting to see that accepting American debt now is not a winning proposition. It's a losing proposition. So they're not acquiring as much debt as before. This puts added strain on the U.S. Treasury because as less and less foreigners decline to buy U.S. debt, it means that Americans will now have to shoulder the burden of paying the interest on the national debt, which is mind-boggling in its size. If Uncle Sam were to eliminate the debt requiring American citizens to repay the debt from all this credit we've created, it would put a burden on the average taxpayer of $177,000. And I'm being conservative in that estimate. Very conservative. Take a short break. More when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
Yes. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends, on this 13th day of March. Not much good news out there on all fronts. Politically speaking as well, the president in Mexico, where he is still talking about amnesty for illegal aliens and pushing through many free trade agreements I'm sure he's shoring up the final passage of the North American Union with his Mexican counterpart. Mexico government telling the United States it has to do more. You know, while we're at this invading countries kick, why doesn't the U.S. just invade Mexico? Because if you can solve the Mexican problem, to where the Mexican government becomes responsible for its own citizens to give them a decent living wage, maybe we should export liberalism to Mexico or invade the country and then get them to change their ways. So Mexicans, by and large, do Mexicans really want to come to America? No. To be perfectly honest with you, I've had this argument with a lot of people before. By and large, people want to associate with their own kind. It's part of the herd mentality. It's something people do. By and large, I think if you asked any Mexican out there, would he prefer to, if he could make the same money he's making in the United States, would he prefer to be in Mexico with his kith and kin, or would he rather be in the United States with the gringos? Yeah, I'm sure he will elect to want to stay in Mexico. So what we should do is make it more conducive for the Mexicans to want to stay in Mexico. And I think invasion of a country in that sense would be apropos. And besides, it wouldn't cost a lot of money. Well, you don't have to ship troops halfway around the country. You can just go over the border. A couple of tank brigades, and it'll all be over in a heartbeat. Anyway, Bush is not thinking of invading Mexico. He's thinking of letting Mexico invade the United States, but that's neither here nor there. After all, we have an attorney general who seems to think that habeas corpus is, well, it's a quaint old idea, but we can do away with that now. And besides, the Attorney General of the United States also thinks that open border policies is just fine. So these calls for his resignation are completely out of left field. As he said today, I have no intention of standing down. Well, that's because you're not an honorable man, you see, because if you were an honorable man, being busted so many times for your lack of understanding of the U.S. Constitution and or the Bill of Rights, definitely does not qualify you as the head law enforcement officer of the United States. But you see, he won't step down because he's Bush's guy. And they want to push through the North American Union. They can't do so without Gonzalez. These brouhaha about firing of U.S. attorneys, look, it's part and parcel of the game they play. U.S. attorneys are appointed by the privilege of the president. Clinton fired every single one of the U.S. attorneys. He fired all 93 of them when he took office. Everybody was had their pants in a knot over that one, because by and large, one of the U.S. attorneys that he fired was the U.S. attorney for the District of Arkansas, or the state of Arkansas, who just happened to be investigating Whitewater. So the question is it a big thing firing you? I don't know. I'd be more concerned about the loss of sovereignty than whether or not political appointees are put in the Justice Department. Besides, I've said this many times, Justice Department's completely broken. There's no justice in America. It's a dream world if you live and believe that you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. It's exactly the opposite. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent, if that's entirely possible, because it's not. Because to prove yourself innocent, if you're going to go against the beast, you better have millions of dollars in your bank account. Otherwise, you will cut a plea deal with a U.S. attorney. That's the way they operate. The game is rigged against you. It's impossible to win. So there's no justice. The justice system is completely broken. But that's a given. So all this chest pounding that's going on is all for naught. It's gorilla dust. That's what it is. You see, that I guess politicians, I don't know, maybe I read too much into the animal kingdom. Maybe it's my upbringing in Africa, where I firmly believe I learned a lot of life's lessons from watching African wildlife. And it's not all pretty. It is territorial. It's tribal. It's brutal. It's vicious. But it is also honorable. And so you can learn a lot of things from the animals. Gorillas especially. You see, because when a gorilla doesn't want you to see what he's doing over here, he causes what is called gorilla dust, a big commotion and smoke, and you're looking over there. Meanwhile, the gorilla's doing something over here. They're pretty smart when it comes to that. And this is what we're seeing right now play out before us, people acting like animals, creating this gorilla dust to keep your eye focused on somewhere where it shouldn't be focused. You should be focused in your attention on what's going on financially. Most people don't do that because it's too complicated. Because when you start talking about numbers, people go, they can't relate to it, but they can relate to it when it comes to their paychecks at the end of the month. There's reality sets in. That's where the rubber meets the road. And so here we are, waiting for who knows what's going to unfold in the days and weeks to follow with this unraveling of these various hedge funds, mutual funds, mortgage lenders, subprime mortgage lenders. It's going to spill over into everything. You're going to hear another term, redemptions. I love Wall Street. Well, we could have a problem with redemptions. Would you mind speaking in English, please? What do you mean we could have a problem with redemptions? Redemptions is Wall Street's word for when you want to cash out something. You're redeeming your worthless piece of paper for more worthless pieces of paper. Anyway, it's called redemptions. And obviously, what happens if everybody decides to call for a redemption on the same day, you got problems with redemptions. In other words, they can't pay out those who want to cash out. Causes major problems. So that's the other word to keep an ear out for. Outside of that, the big political world is crazy, getting crazier. As you know, AIPAC is meeting this week. The United States Knesset is there in full force. And obviously, any argument about whether or not the United States and Israel is joined at the hip, I think this news report out of Ireland is apropos. Israel and the United States delegation walked out of the United Nations Disarmament Forum today after Iran said Israel was a real source of nuclear danger in the Middle East and had a dark record of crimes. Question you have to ask yourself, is that true or is that a false statement? Iranian foreign minister told a conference of disarmament that Israel's nuclear weapons posed a uniquely grave threat to regional and international peace and security, requiring action by the international community. He also accused the Jewish state of being a Zionist regime with a long and dark record of crimes and atrocities, including occupation, state terrorism, and crimes against humanity. It is surprising that while no practical step is taken to contain the real source of nuclear danger in the Middle East, my country is under tremendous pressure to renounce the inalienable right for peaceful use of nuclear energy, he told the conference. In a statement issued by the Israeli ambassador to the UN in Geneva, he said that his aides and the entire U.S. delegation had abruptly left the room as the foreign minister of Iran was in the middle of a vitriolic speech. Well, of course, they had to leave. Couldn't handle the truth. I ask you, and if you want to correct me, if I'm wrong, feel free, you can call the network. I've forgotten the call-in number, so I don't put it out that often. And you should know it anyway. yeah, well, you're telling me in my ear, but it means absolutely nothing to me. But what is wrong with the statement? Is anything in the statement that was issued by the Iranian foreign minister, and I'm not carrying water, please don't send me emails, I'm carrying water for the Iranians. I'm just pointing out the absurdity of why there's never going to be peace in the Middle East, because the United States is not an honest broker. The rest of the world just sees the United States as a pawn of Israel. That's the reason why America has no credibility anymore. That's why America is losing its economic edge. It's the reason why they had to have a special meeting in New York City today with Mr. Paulson and all the other Illuminati New World Order CFR types to figure out whether or not the U.S. has lost its economic edge. Of course it has. We create nothing. We've exported the manufacturing base. We've taken the building blocks of a great economy and ship them overseas. And everybody's pointing fingers at each other. Well, it's greedy corporate offices. I'll tell you one thing that it is. A lot of these corporations are not anti-American because they close up their factories and move them offshore. A lot of these people did it just quite simply because of the burdensome regulation that's come down. As today's discussion centered around the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation that was passed a few years ago under the the scandals of Wall Street. Oh, we got to clean it up. So they introduced the Sarbanes-Oxley, which basically means that companies go under the extreme scrutiny if they're going to issue an IPO. So what companies did is they just simply quit the United States and they went offshore, thereby losing a huge swath of business because of Sarbanes-Oxley and the onerous laws that politicians put onto corporations. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Politicians want to make themselves feel good in front of their constituents that they're actually doing something. But whenever a politician reacts to an emergency, he always acts in the wrong way. They always do stupid stuff, like the Patriot Act. Well, we got to react to the terrorism attack. We got to make America safer. You know, if George Bush was really smart, if he was a man that actually understood American history, he understood world history. He had a golden opportunity after September the 11th to rally Americans around the cause. And, by the way, at the time, America was well, everybody said, we're all Americans now. The world had sympathy towards America. But rather than rally the forces of the goodness of the American people that Alex de Tocqueville witnessed many years ago when he said that America was great because America was good, he also went on to add that America would cease being great once America ceased being good. But I it's not the American people that aren't good. It's the government that's gone bad. Seriously bad. And so, I've forgotten the point I was trying to make. And it happens. Early stages of senility seeping in. But here we have once again a issue that will never be resolved because nobody wants to address it. So America is going to be in the Middle East for decades to come based on this, unless obviously, of course, if we get a major change of administrations, but I'm not holding my breath on that. I support Ron Paul 100%. He would be a great man. I'd be worried for him because of, obviously, his stand against the Federal Reserve System. And as we know, the last president that went against the Federal Reserve System got shot in Dallas, Texas. But the question is, to be a viable candidate in America today, in this crazy world of politics that we live, I mean, just to get your hand in on the game, you got to have $100 million. Does Ron Paul have the ability to raise $100 million? Are the people awake enough to listen to his message? Because his message is an important one, but it'll be a tough one for the generally dumb public out there to swallow what Ron Paul is trying to say, because they have no concept of history. Because they've been dumbed down for so many years. They don't understand that the Federal Reserve System is not part and parcel of the United States government. They can't comprehend the numbers when you talk in trillions and billions of dollars. They don't understand fractional reserve banking. If you do not understand these very bases, if you do not understand the Federalist or the Anti-Federalist papers, you have no way of understanding what Ron Paul is talking about. These are serious issues. Could we solve the situation in the Middle East? Obviously, of course we could. By the United States treating Israel just like it treats anybody else and stop giving it most favored nation status. America would be able to negotiate with the Palestinians and the Syrians and the Iranians to bring some conclusion to the trouble and strife. Look, this battle has been going on for 4 years now. Well, maybe a little bit longer in the big scheme of things in the Middle East. Look what's happening in Northern Ireland. You know that the trouble started in 1916? In 1916, the troubles began between the Protestants and the Catholics. It is now 2007. Almost 100 years later, we still haven't got to any peace accord between the Catholics and the Protestants. And these are two, shall we say, civilized societies when you go into the Middle East, you got a whole other subset of problems over there. Are we going to solve that anytime soon? No, of course we won't. We'll be there probably as long as it's going to take them to reach an accord between settling the differences between the Protestants and the Catholics. And that will never be solved. Sectarian violence in Ireland will continue, just as sectarian violence continues in the Middle East. All because we don't want to deal with the reality of dealing with the Israeli question. Or as I like to say, the Zionism question. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this March 13th. As expected, Australian shares opened sharply lower following a major decline on Wall Street and falling commodity prices. The benchmark Australian index was off 92 points. It's all ordinaries, stand at 5,746. On the Sydney Futures Exchange, the March share price index was trading down 95 points on a volume of 53,183 contracts, and according to a broker, that's huge volume. Another senior advisor, Michael Hefferman, said it was a great time to buy with some good value on the market. You see, that's a point we were making. It is taboo for a Wall Street broker to advise his client to sell in the face of worldwide declining markets. The pinstripe bandits, the paper pushers of Wall Street and other financial centers around the world all say the same. It's a good time to buy. I'll tell you what's a good time to buy. It's a good time to buy some gold. And as you know, we have a Bob Chapman special each Tuesday where you also get the opportunity of getting a free subscription to the International Forecaster with the purchase from Republic Trading Group. And we have two packages available today, and in my opinion, a great deal. A few weeks ago, I gave my recommendations for the $10 Liberties because you could buy two $10 Liberties cheaper than you could a single $20 Liberty. It made absolutely no sense. It was a $40 premium over the tens. Well, guess what? Somebody was paying attention. Premiums on $20 Liberties and Send Gardens, they both priced the same, have come down substantially. So our offer today, you got two packages. You can either get 12 $20 Liberties for $8,520, or you can get 24 $10 Liberties for the same amount of money, $8,520. And if you want to save yourself $250, you can go to package number two, where you can get 48 $10 Liberties for $16,800, or 24 $20 Liberties for the same price, $16,800. All prices include shipping, and as we said, a free copy of the International Forecaster. Well, a free subscription, I should say, not just a copy. You get all 12 months of it. And you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And remember, doing business with Republic Trading Group is a lot different than doing business with any other gold company out there, because the profits from Republic Broadcasting, from Republic Trading, go directly to Republic Broadcasting. So you help the network, and more importantly, you help yourself. Well, as we said, Jeffrey Bennett on a small vacation. His timing really sucks, but that's neither here nor there. So I'll be with you again tomorrow and Thursday. Till then, see you bye.